Hi everybody, this is Cross the Rubicon channel, and today is Saturday the 11th of January. Now last night I was sent a message by someone up Auckland, and the message was Dewi DeBoer of Right Minds up in Auckland, which is classed in New Zealand as a far right group, and the media are calling them a far right group, which is completely untrue. All this group does is basically they believe in freedom of speech, and they believe in preserving New Zealand as it is, and they do not want mass migration from the third world. That's all it is to Right Minds. And anyway, Dewi DeBoer, he's quite big in this movement. And it's not a really big movement, to be fair. I have met him. Quite a few months ago up in Auckland when I went up there to give a speech in the park in Auckland. Anyway, now the police raided his home. Now, Saturday today, and I think it was on Thursday, and over half a dozen police came in through Dewi's front door and round the back of his house, and they even called for backup. Now, these police were armed. Now, I believe it was just sidearms. They had, and they were looking for a rifle that Dewi had, and it was a .22 Winchester type rifle, much like the ones I expect. I don't know much about rifles, but from the picture of it, it looks like something Clint Eastwood or John Wayne would have used a long, long time ago. But I think being a .22, it would have been a very small caliber. So anyway, so much for the government saying they're going to come for military type weapons. That doesn't really sound like a military type weapon to me. Now, apparently, they questioned his whole family and read them their rights while in the house, and they tipped his house over for an hour and a half looking for this rifle, which they didn't find. I'm not sure what happened to the rifle, but anyway, they didn't find it. But the point is, this is the first raid on a house for a rifle that looks like an old Winchester, and it's a .22, lever action kind of rifle. And this is just, honestly, it's just sickening, because Dewi is, he's got his own website, he's created the Right Minds. You can look at it yourself, it's on Facebook, Right Minds, New Zealand, and he and a couple of others have created this website where people can go on and talk about issues. And he believes he's been politically targeted. I believe, most certainly, that he's been politically targeted, coming from very high up in the government, I would say. And to make an example, now, Dewi is a conservative. Being a conservative now, it's like, well, to be a conservative now, a Thatcherite kind of conservative, you're far right now, a white supremacist. And, you know, One News have called him a far right activist. And they've even said the area where he lives in South Auckland. And it just stinks. And his wife and children were left crying when the police came in and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, oh my God, I mean, do the police realise what they're doing? Do they realise what they're doing? I'm sure they do, and I don't know. It just makes you wonder. And I know, at some stage they're going to come to my house. And, oh God, it's just sickening to believe. What amazes me in New Zealand is that there's so many gangs in New Zealand, gang pads around Christchurch, around our major towns and cities, and even small towns, gang pads. And, you know, Mongrel Mob, Black Power, Hell's Angels, and all kinds of different headhunters and killer bees, you know, especially up in Auckland. And you know what? The police won't go near them. What they're doing in this country, in New Zealand, this government, are coming for easy targets. Easy targets. They would have known that this Dewi DeBoer he's a small bloke. He's a little bloke. He'd be, what, 70 kilograms piss wet through. and he's a mild-mannered, nerdy kind of bloke. Derry, please don't bag me for that, because, you know, I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying you're not a hardened criminal. And but the thing is, the police know, they know that he's not a threat. But there's a big, massive show of force by this government because he holds the wrong opinion. This is wrong think. And the police are being used in New Zealand as thought police by this government. And they are coming into people's homes fully armed and terrorising, absolutely terrorising, good, honest, hard-working people who want to preserve New Zealand the way it is. And they don't want it to go the same way as Britain and Western Europe and Canada. They don't want it to go the same way. And now, to think that way is far right and white supremacist. This is the narrative by this terrible, terrible Prime Minister and this government we've got in power in New Zealand. The police have been militarised to target soft targets. Soft targets. The gangs are being left alone. There's no mention of the gangs. All the gangs have got weapons, drugs, all kinds of paraphernalia in their gang pads. The police know where they are. And yet, they are not interested in gangs. They are coming for good people's guns. Good people. And they're not interested in criminals. It stinks. This really does stink. In New Zealand, they've even got gangs, criminal gangs, guarding mosques, would you believe? Criminal gangs. And this is being promoted by the media in New Zealand. So you'd have to think, if it's being promoted by the media, which is paid by the government, this is being promoted as a good thing. Gangs, criminals, who spend most of their lives in jail for drug dealing and rapes and murders and all kinds of whatever gangs get up to. This is just embarrassing. It's politically motivated. Absolutely politically motivated. To terrorise good people into shutting up. They want people like Derry De Boer, myself, cross the Rubicon, to shut up. And they are going to come to our homes of anybody who is on the right and who is committing the act of wrongthink, especially when it comes to mass migration and the global compact. They're coming to our homes to terrorise us into shutting up. This is what they're doing. This is the police, the state, using terror tactics to shut down our freedoms of speech, to send out the chilling effect. If you open your mouth about this Prime Minister, if you open your mouth about the global compact and third world migration, we will come for you. And we will terrorise you in your own homes. We will terrorise your wife and your children and your community. And we will show your community where the far right white supremacists live. Because we are going to make a big show of the police, armed, fully armed, come into your home. And then the community will start pointing the finger at you, at us. Because the police actions will be backed up by the mainstream media. Because the mainstream media will call innocent people far-right activists. Like I'm just reading this report now on the one news website in New Zealand, and they call this lad Derry de Boer. I'm not sure how old he is, but I'm guessing he's in mid-20s. They're calling him a far-right activist. And he's not. He is not. It's a lie. New Zealand is being turned upside down by this Marxist we've got in power. It seems to me she's pro-gang. She's pro-criminal. Same with the media. They're terrified of criticising the gangs, the Islamic community. They promote them. They promote them. And they're attacking good people, law-abiding people who pay their taxes. That is what this government is doing in New Zealand. It's an absolute disgrace. This woman is a disaster for New Zealand, an absolute disaster. No matter what you see, if you're listening to this podcast outside New Zealand and the rest of the world, when you see Jacinda Ardern's face on your TV screens, I can guarantee they'll be saying how marvellous she is and what a fantastic job she's doing in New Zealand. In the New Zealand media, here, they're telling New Zealanders that Australia, the people of Australia, want Jacinda to be their Prime Minister. That's what this media in New Zealand are telling New Zealanders. That Australian people want her to be their Prime Minister. And people swallow this. It makes them feel lucky to have a Prime Minister that's so marvellous. And yet, she orders her police to come and raid people's homes who've got wives and children for a .22 rifle. That's a lever action. .22. What's that going to kill? Bunny rabbits? Sparrows? It's hardly a military weapon. But this is New Zealand now. This is where we are. This is the state we are. And I, you know, it's the 11th now, the 11th of January. And I know the police are coming for me. I'm not really sure what they can do, to be honest. But all they're going to do, they're going to come to this house, to my house, just outside Christchurch, and they are going to terrorise my family. They're going to terrorise my wife into pressuring me to shut me down. They're going to pressurise my kids. My kids are grown up now. But they're going to pressurise my wife and kids. And they are going to, like I said, put on a show for the community. Next time, I believe it's going to be fully armoured cars that are going to turn up. And they'll come round the front and the back and pretend there's a real big terrorist living in this house, a real big white supremacist with guns and drugs and swastikas and, you know, this white supremacist paraphernalia all over the house. That's what they're going to do. This is what we've come to. And as they come to my house, they'll be driving past half a dozen gang pads. That's what's just so sickening about this. Gang pads where people really do terrorise their communities. But they're not interested in gangs. They're not interested in them. In fact, this government is promoting them and using them as security on mosques. Would you believe that? Gang members with tattoos all over their faces. Much like this MS-13, is it, in the United States? Using people like that to guard mosques. This is what this government in New Zealand is doing. I haven't got a tattoo on my body. And I dare say when I first met this Dewi DeBoer, the one that had his house raided just the other day, he doesn't look like the type of person to have a tattoo on his body either. This lad is like, he looks like, to me, someone who's a wizard on computers. A wizard. You know, he's hardly a hardened criminal, but yet he's being treated as a hardened criminal because this government is making the police do this. To easy targets, and the media are backing them up by calling. I'm saying it again, I know. But the media are calling anyone who's concerned about New Zealand going down the same road as Britain and Belgium and France and Germany and Sweden. Anybody who is concerned about that now in New Zealand, the government are calling them far-right white supremacists. This is disgusting, absolutely disgusting behaviour. And I believe it should be a crime for what this government is doing. They are trying to destroy lives by destroying reputations. Now, this Dewi DeBoer, I'm not sure what kind of job he's got, but his name's all over the news. Far-right activist. What's that going to do? He's got a wife and three kids and a mortgage in Auckland. It's not cheap. So, does he lose his job? There's a good chance he would lose his job, lose his living. And what would happen then? He gets divorced. He loses kids. And because his kids are young, what's going to happen then? The government will probably, because he's a far-right white supremacist, allegedly, what the government is saying, they'll stop him from seeing his kids. This is what they've done this before to another lad that was in Auckland, another young lad. And he killed himself because the mainstream media in New Zealand called him a far-right white supremacist. And they terrorised him. And his wife, or girlfriend, she left him. And this poor kid, this poor lad, I don't know exactly the full story, but she basically told the court that he was a white supremacist, and he wasn't. He was just concerned about all the things I've just said. And the courts stopped him from seeing his own kids, and he took his own life. So these actions by this government, these actions by the police, the state, politicians, academia and the media in New Zealand have already cost the life of a young man in Auckland. And that was another young conservative man who wants to preserve New Zealand. This government doesn't care. They don't care. They care more about gangs. They love gangs. They love criminals. They love welfare recipients. They don't care about working people. If you've got wrong think, if you don't believe in the same things this government believe, then you are fair game for a police visit. And the government will use their tools of their fully bought and paid for media to destroy your reputation, probably destroy your livelihood, destroy your whole life. That is what this government of New Zealand is doing. But anyway, this is a 20-minute broadcast and I am a little bit pissed off, to say the least. But I'm getting my message out there. As you know, I've been banned off YouTube. because these lunatic left-wing Antifa activists in Christchurch continually making complaints about my YouTube channel. Even going to the police every time I make a video, they go to the police. And apparently, one of these nutcases, every time I put a podcast on like this, he goes down to the police station and complains and spends hours writing out statements. Talk about a waste of police time. Now, any sensible cop would say, listen, you know, please leave. But the problem is, I'm on the wrong side. This man, this Antifa activist, this communist, and he says he's a communist, the one that gets me shut down all the time. He tells people he's a communist, and his videos are just laden with profanities against myself, mostly about me. It's very, very sickening to watch. Every time I make a video or a podcast, he makes a video or a podcast, piling it into me. But the problem is, the government would be on his side. In New Zealand, the government would be on his side. It's me they want. So therefore, it's me, them police, that are sick of him walking through their door. They will come for me at some stage. So what happens if the police knock on my door? What happens? And they're all fully armed and they come through the back and the front and surround my house with a fully armed police. What, it just takes one trigger-happy cop, doesn't it? One trigger-happy cop. I say something wrong, bang. And I'm shot dead. What would be the narrative then? What would they say then? I had a weapon. Because they'd have to say something. They couldn't just say, oh, well, you know, he got a bit mouthy, so we shot him dead. They're going to have to come up with a good story. They're going to have to say, I've got weapons in the house. They're going to have to say, I attacked the police with a weapon. They're going to have to say something. And this will be backed up by the media and the government. They will set out to destroy my reputation. Even though I've been shot dead, they will have to destroy my reputation as a white supremacist, neo-Nazi or whatever. That's what they would do to make it better for them. And to push the narrative that New Zealand has got a problem with white supremacists. White supremacists, I mean real white supremacists in New Zealand. I mean the ones with shaved heads with swastikas on the necks and the heads. Them types. They, honestly, they're such small numbers, these people, such small numbers in the whole of this country. It's just unbelievable. And they're just, it's, honestly, it just amazes me for the government to brand these people as some kind of terrorists because of this Australian fella who apparently had no connection at all with these people. This man who went into the mosque had no connection at all to white supremacists in New Zealand. But that's what the government want the people in this country to believe, that he was a white supremacist connected to white supremacists here and in Europe. It's a narrative that's a lie. It's a narrative to fit a purpose. And what's happened since the mosque shooting on the 15th of March? We've lost our freedom of speech. People who are concerned about New Zealand going down the same path as Western Europe and now white supremacists, far right, neo-Nazis, according to the Prime Minister, politicians, academics, and the media. And they've and the government are coming for everybody's legitimate guns. That's what they're doing. People have hobbies in New Zealand. They go hunting. Lots, thousands of them. So this disgusting Prime Minister we've got has politicised what happened in that mosque to do what the United Nations want her to do, and that is to completely disarm New Zealand. That's what I believe. She wants to come for everybody's weapons for a man who came from a foreign country for an ad hoc purpose to do what he did in that mosque. And he had no connection with anybody in this country. He did what he did. He came here. He trained, collected his weapons, and did what he did. And what does she do? She comes for everybody's guns in New Zealand. That's what this government is doing. How absolutely dishonest and egregious is that? And yet, the world praises her. They think she's marvellous. They're just like talking heads in their own echo chamber. The world's mainstream media thinks she's marvellous. Most people in New Zealand don't. They don't like her at all. But anyway, how long have I been on here? Nearly 27 minutes. I think I've made my point. But the first raid on a house has happened since the amnesty ended a month ago. And it just so happens it was a house of a bloke that I've met. And I wouldn't say I know him, but I've met him. And he is so far away from a hardened criminal or a terrorist. You wouldn't believe it, honestly. But these police are driving past gang pads, ignoring them. No, not interested in them. That's too hard basket. We're not interested in criminals with guns. We're coming for soft, easy targets, taxpayers, good people, good law-abiding citizens with guns. We're coming for them instead. And they drive past criminals with guns. Violent criminals. Who are in and out of jail all the time for their own criminality. And they've all got guns, believe me when I tell you this. They are all armed to the teeth. Police, not interested at all. Not interested. But anyway, that's me. Nearly half an hour, 28 minutes. But please send this podcast everywhere around the world. Send it to all your friends, because people need to know what's happening in New Zealand, because the media in New Zealand is really the fake media, absolute fake media. It lies and lies and lies. The world only knows what's happening in New Zealand because of people like myself telling people. And that's why the police are going to come at some stage. Because I am telling you the truth. Please send this on to everybody. Everybody you can. And send it to Donald Trump. If anybody's out there and knows Donald Trump, send it to Donald Trump too. But anyway, that's me. Half an hour. I think I've made my point. Cross the Rubicon channel. This is where you get the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. See you later. Bye.